Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener. I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on duties and obligations under the Homeowner 3 insurance policy in the event that you suffer a loss. This segment is in a series of informational segments concerning the Massachusetts Homeowner Insurance Policy. Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this informational segment, I would like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. This segment will focus on the issue of duties and obligations under the Homeowner 3 insurance policy. The Homeowner 3 insurance policy is the most common policy in Massachusetts where the home is owner-occupied. This segment will focus on some of the generic duties and obligations under the usual Homeowner 3 insurance policies. Your duties and obligations under your particular policy may be slightly different depending upon your insurance company. The following 10 points should be viewed as a guide only and not as legal advice. In the case of a loss to covered property, you are generally required to give prompt notice to the insurance company or their agent. Next, notify the police in case of loss by theft. You should also notify the police in the event of a vandalism loss or damage. Next, protect the property from further damage. Next, if repairs to the property are required to prevent further damage, you must make reasonable and necessary repairs to protect the property. And in doing so, you should keep an accurate record of the repair expenses. You may also wish to take photographs to further document the original damage. Next, you must cooperate with the insurance company in any investigation of your claim. Next, you must prepare an inventory of damaged personal property showing the quantity, description, actual cash value, and amount of loss, attaching all available bills, receipts, and related documents that justify the figures in that inventory. Next, show the damaged property to the insurance company as often as the insurance company reasonably requires. Next, provide the insurance company with records and documents that they request and permit them to make copies. And you must submit to an examination under oath while not in the presence of another insured and sign the same if requested. Next, send to the insurance company within 60 days after they request a signed sworn statement in proof of loss, which sets forth, to the best of your knowledge and belief, the time and cause of loss, the interest of all insureds and all other in the property involved, and all liens on the property. Also, you must disclose other insurance which may cover the loss, any change in title or occupancy of the property during the policy term, specifications of damaged buildings and detailed repair estimates. You must inventory the damaged or stolen property if necessary and provide receipts for additional living expenses incurred in records that support any fair rental loss. If there is a credit card claim involved, you must provide evidence or affidavit that supports any claim under the credit card, electronic transfer card, or access device. You should also be aware that the insurance policy also creates an obligation upon the insurance company to pay your claim when liability becomes reasonably clear. Should your insurance company fail to pay your claim when liability becomes reasonably clear, they may be in violation of the Massachusetts Consumer Protection Law, General Law, Chapter 93A, which may expose them to multiple damages, costs, and attorney's fees. Hopefully, this segment has given you some further direction in order to further educate yourself on the issue of duties and obligations under the Homeowner 3 insurance policy. If you have suffered a loss and you have done everything that your insurance company has asked you to do, and they have not made a decision regarding your claim, and you need assistance with your homeowner insurance claim, please do not hesitate to contact the office of Feener & Worley. We offer brief, free telephone consultations concerning homeowner insurance claims. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly fee provision. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered as legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to the segment and remind you that this informational segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.